She has a master's degree in urban and regional planning from the University of North Carolina. She served with distinction at the United Way, at the National Governors Association, at the Council of Governments, where she and I used to occasionally sit side by side and work on some of the difficult regional planning issues, and of course served as mayor of Rockville for a number of years, and was extraordinarily respected for her innovativeness and her consensus building. And I think that it's a real home run for the Park and Planning Commission to have persuaded her to head up this extremely important division. I want to welcome you, and I don't know if my colleagues would like to make any additional comments, but we also want to give you a chance to say a few words to the board.
Well, I want to say congratulations. We are so, so excited and so delighted that you accepted this very, very important position in the commission, and welcome.
Thank you.
Ditto, and I think that we're going to be an even more creative and better agency as a result of your presence. I'm really, really pleased and impressed.
Well, I'm our relationship with the city of Rockville on planning issues has improved materially in the last year due to the chairman's leadership, and I'm sure that that will be accelerated given your presence
with that
here.
Too. Great. Rebuttal?
Don't expect too much.
Well, I can say I think I should have recorded all those things, and hopefully you'll still feel that way.
I'll record it.
Good. Okay. I am very excited about this position. I hope all of you do realize I have a bit of a learning curve ahead of me, because while I certainly am very familiar with all the issues that I know you're dealing with on a daily basis, not very familiar with the process you use here. But I've heard such wonderful things both about the quality of the work that's done here and the enthusiasm of everyone who's involved. And as I said to the Gazette, I mean, Montgomery County is so well known in terms of their planning efforts, and I'm just thrilled to be coming a part of that and look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you very much. Any other commissioner reports?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Briefly, in consideration of some of our program proposals and designs, as the board knows, I've been particularly concerned about invasive species.
I'm also invasive ones.
I've had some pretty sharp words on that regard, but when positive comments are due, they should be made. And I was pleased to notice in my neighborhood in the Kensington Parkway area, there's been a major effort by the Parks Department to remove invasive species, including working in a cooperative fashion with volunteers from the BCC High School. It makes a world of difference when the plants are gone. It also makes it very clear when they're gone the damage they're doing to our environment. But I did want to acknowledge a good step in terms of apparently increasing our efforts to work with volunteers, and I will do everything I can to support our continuing movement in that direction.
Okay, we'll go on to the director's report.
No report.
We have several draft opinions for adoption. May I have a motion to approve the opinions?
Mr. Chairman, Michelle Rosenfeld with legal staff for the record. Before you make a motion, I would like to clarify for the record in the opinion Rock Springs Center preliminary plan number 1-98092A, there is a validity period indicated on the last page of paragraph 4, and that paragraph should be deleted, and instead there will be a corrective reference to previous conditions that have a phasing plan with a longer validity period than the one that was erroneously in here. I just wanted the record to note that one correction.
Well, let me also for the record note that for the opinion Mark Juan Buddhism property, that although Mr. Robinson has a tendency to be overbearing and wanting to overshadow the whole commission, he did not do it this particular day, so he did not make a motion as well as second his own motion in order to approve this. So that's another correction.
in the interest of not being overbearing, I will not respond to that comment.
Okay, so we have these draft opinions as corrected.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item 1, Planning Text Amendment 04-20, introduced by Councilmember Dennis, to allow a hotel by right in the C2 zone as part of a regional shopping center. We'll have a staff report, and we have a number of speakers from Westfield Corporation and also DPWT. But first, the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Greg Russ from Development Review. The proposed ZTA 04-20 is to allow a hotel by right in the C2 zone as part of a regional shopping center with gross leasable area in excess of 1.2 million square feet under certain circumstances, and to allow an increase in building height to accommodate development of a theater complex and hotel at the regional shopping center with a gross leasable area in excess of 1.2 million square feet. The text amendment will enable a redevelopment of two Westfield shopping towns, one at Montgomery Mall in Potomac and the other in Wheaton, currently the only two regional shopping centers that fit the proposed criteria. A theater complex with a height of 90 feet and hotel up to 130 feet could not be constructed under existing C2 development standards. The zoning ordinance currently permits a hotel in the C2 zone only if it is located in a central business district. A theater is currently permitted in the C2 zone. The maximum height in the C2 zone for a hotel or any single use is 3 stories or 42 feet and 75 feet for a mixed-use development located near a metro station and under certain circumstances. Staff believes that the proposed changes to the C2 zone are consistent with the purpose of these areas, these zones. The proposed language would allow for orderly development of various retail uses in a hotel within already existing regional shopping center limits. Staff believes that the proposed text amendment could be approved with minimal impact to the surrounding areas if several amendments are made to the proposal. First, as mentioned for both locations in your staff report, some separation distance should be established between the buildings and adjoining residentially zoned properties. Staff, after further discussions this past week with community-based planning and the representatives for Westfield Shopping Towns at Wheaton and Montgomery Mall, has modified the language provided in the staff report to more accurately reflect mitigating measures for surrounding residential structures. The handout that you just received proposes to establish a minimum ratio of 1 foot of building height for every 4 linear feet of setback from the nearest residential structure in the residential zone. This method more accurately reflects mitigating setback measures based on actual proposed building height. This ratio is also consistent with the ratio of 75 feet of height to 300 feet of setback from residential uses established for mixed residential and commercial development in the C2 zone. In the case of the two shopping centers that this text amendment currently would enable, hotel development at 130 feet would be located away from the residential zones and closer to the major highway, Veers Mill Road in the case of Wheaton, or freeways towards I-270 for Montgomery Mall. In addition, Jeff Dunkels from the DPWT of the county is here to address issues concerning the transit station location at Montgomery Mall. He and I have been actually transferring phone calls over the last week trying to coordinate this, but he felt they needed to come in and express what's going on out there in terms of transit station and maybe how that would impact the development, at least at the Montgomery Mall site, but transit station in general since we do have transit station at Wheaton as well. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Westfield Corporation is here represented by Devin Doolin, Elsie Reed, Tim Lowe, and Jim Agliata. If you want to, whoever's speaking, come on up.
I'm
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to appear before you on behalf of the Westfield Corporation. For the record, my name is Devin Doolin. I'm a practicing attorney here in Montgomery County. We have worked long and hard with your staff to fashion a zoning text amendment that would permit what we believe to be, a very exciting project in Montgomery County. I'm here simply to introduce the principles, and I will, of course, be available for questions if you have any. To my immediate left is Jim Agliata, Vice President of Development for the Westfield Corporation, and to his left is Tim Lowe, who is Executive Vice President of the Westfield Corporation and has a long history with Westfield Shopping Town Montgomery. He worked on the original Nordstrom's project back in the early 90s and is quite familiar with issues related to the project.
Any questions? Don't see any.
Just the compliment in terms of looking at the renderings in terms of how, well, it's already a nice shopping center. It's going to be even more attractive. Right now I'm talking about Montgomery, that particular one. But I'm sure that it'll be just as creative when you work on Wheaton. Westfield's also.
It's a follow-up question to the commissioner's question. In light of your discussions with the staff, the 1-to-4 ratio, that will work equally well then at Wheaton in terms of your anticipate the structures would be put.
Yes, we actually work with staff at Wheaton and both locations, and work both at both locations.
Okay, thank you.
Having engaged in holiday shopping at both locations, I think having a hotel has come in very convenient. It's too bad. I'm just going to take a room. The next speaker is Jeff Dunkel from DPWT.
I don't know if anybody wanted to walk through the plans. We have worked with everybody in front of everybody. We don't have to if everybody's familiar with it. We didn't want to shortcut anybody on an opportunity to see.
What's your pleasure?
I've looked through it, but why don't you just walk through it?
Okay, that would be great. One of the things I just want to let you know a little about Westfield, just briefly, those don't know, we own Wheaton and we own Montgomery. We also own 66 malls throughout the United States. We're long-term holders. We look at properties, we invest in properties, and we try to enhance the community value and the value of those properties. As Devin mentioned, Tim and I have been involved with Montgomery back since the 1990s and 1989. Both work for May Department Stores and May Centers, and with the acquisition came on the Westfield. So we're long-term with Montgomery and focused on that project. Westfield is currently under development at Wheaton Plaza to add the Macy's. That will open up March 3rd. Everybody knows the Macy's opens up that day. And we're looking at other opportunities for the hotel and or expand the theater there also. At Montgomery, we're looking at starting a project that starts in this summer. It's about a $200 million project, so significant investment into Montgomery County again. And we've looked forward to your support and the support of Montgomery County throughout that. If you want to open up the plans real quickly, and I know we're short on time, the existing plan, that if you look at this sheet here, we have an existing Hacks, Nordstrom's, and Sears, and then the old JCPenney store, which actually turned into a condominium-type project now. It has the Hacks Home Store on the upper level and some retail on the lower level. It has the old Navy and then a mall entrance. That area has really never worked very well, and it's been very awkward. So that's one of the areas we're focusing on trying to redevelop, along with the food court and the theater, which have been spaces that are not very attractive. You go to the two more pages down to this plan, which shows the first level plan. We're adding an extension to the mall to the north where the Hacks Home Store used to be, relocating the Hacks Home Store next to the Hacks, and then creating a lifestyle wing. You hear throughout the industry all the high-style lifestyle. Well, in the mall industry, what used to be four walls and four department stores and everything facing in, the current trend and the current customer demand is to create this lifestyle community spirit area where people could have restaurants, shops, and eating. So that's what we're creating towards the Westlake Terrace Drive side. On the second level, if you switch the page, it shows the Hacks Home Store on the second level, the new food court, some additional retail outlooking over to the lifestyle, and a new expansion of the mall. And on the third level would be the theater, which becomes the apex for the whole new development. That center court would be a three-level center court, and it's kind of the tie into the lifestyle center adjacent to it and the existing mall. And then for the character, you could switch the pages and look at
the renderings attached, and there's this page and the next few. So you can kind of start to see the character, the outwardness, exposure, the activity, the dynamic of the type of space we're trying to create, and the enthusiasm that we're trying to create for the customer and the community. Just trying to keep it quick. And that's all I had as far as what the development. We appreciate your support. We've worked well with Montgomery County in the past, and we appreciate your continued support.
Any questions?
What's your time frame?
Time frame, it's a phase project. The first phase would to relocate the existing Hex Home Store and move that over in the Sears TBA. That would start hopefully in this summer. And the project total completion would be approximately 2 years later in the summer of 2007.
And that's, believe in, well, you know this already, you've done the research, but I was getting ready to say, believe it or not, a hotel in that site would be very, very invaluable because of the awkwardness right now of going to the existing hotel. And if a person came there without a car, they're taking their lives in their hand, right, crossing the entrances to 270 to get to the shopping center.
Yeah, and the demand's out there. We're looking at a high-end hotel. We've talked to several operators here locally. Obviously, you know, big names and some people that are not here locally. And we have a lot of interest. And just the other day, Tim and I, you know, we're not staying in at the Pooks Hill or the Marriott because they're full. So demand's there for an upscale hotel.
Well, it'd be nice if you got a W hotel there.
The only question I have is our staff is recommending several minor amendments to the text amendment as introduced. Are you in support of those amendments?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
You are? Okay.
We are.
Good.
And I cannot overemphasize how pleased we are with the attitude of your staff. Their hard work has really resulted in, we believe, a very pleasant atmosphere, and we really appreciate that.
Very good. And we appreciate both facilities, but the Wheaton facility's contribution to the revitalization of that central business district is especially appreciated. It's great to see all the construction work going on there right now.
And just as a consumer, it's great.
Thank you.
So I would...
when I'm done, we'll have one more speaker, Jeff Dunkel from DPW2.
Thanks for your time.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Dunkel. I'm with the Division of Transit Services with DPWT. And I want to first start by saying that thank you very much for Greg inviting me down here today to make my comments to you all. As he said, we have been speaking extensively the last week or two over some of the issues associated with the redevelopment of Montgomery Mall. And we just wanted to get on the record right now of both saying we're very enthused about the project overall and the potential that may have for some for redeveloping some really good facilities and making them even better. And secondly, some of the opportunities that might provide for also enhancing our transit facilities and our transit operations in the county. I'm here representing DPWT not to oppose or support the text amendment, but rather to raise a cautionary flag, perhaps, of what that text amendment may mean in terms of development and traffic and transportation issues, and also to suggest that maybe language would be appropriate that would associate such text amendment with the availability of transit facilities in proximity to the increased height of these locations. The fact is that if we increase the height, either through hotels or the theaters, we will be increasing activity. There will not be an increase in FAR, I understand that, but the activity level is likely to be increased, and we all know how traffic, especially during holiday seasons and such, is already pretty heavy around these locations. Increased activity is a good thing, especially when it's located near transit facilities such as metro stations or in the urban districts, the CBDs. And in fact, in your staff report, it acknowledges that on page 2, it makes the reference that the maximum height in the C2 zone is a hotel. For a hotel, it's 3 stories or 42 feet, unless it could be 75 feet for a mixed-use development located near a metro station. So, again, we got that connection with transit. And further on page 3, under the current Z2 zone, it mentions that the further purpose of this zone is to promote the effective use of transit facilities in central business districts. And we encouraging housing and commercial uses in proximity to metro stations located in the CBDs. It's suggested here on page 4 that additional language may be appropriate that would require the hotel to be oriented towards major highways or freeways. I would suggest that further it may be appropriate that these facilities need to be located near transit facilities or significant transit facilities as well. In Wheaton, we clearly have transit facilities available, so this is a non-issue in terms of how this zoning text amendment would affect the Wheaton development. However, in Montgomery Mall, the short answer is not yet. We do have a bus transit center there with 3 bus bays, and we have significant use there. We have boardings there approaching 2,000 per day, so it is a significant facility for us. The expectation is with the redevelopment and what's going on in that part of the county that that's going to increase significantly. The bad news is, though, we don't have a rail station there yet. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's on the way. We currently are in the active mode of developing a transitway for the North Bethesda connection between Grosvenor and Montgomery Mall. And we've engaged in quite a lot of preliminary planning on that activity with facility plans. And, in fact, the master plan that from 1992 from North Bethesda clearly explains on page 152 and 153 that alignment is extends from Grosvenor to Montgomery Mall, and I quote, to provide for high-capacity transit connections between the Grosvenor Metro Rail Station and the Rock Springs Park, extending to Montgomery Mall and even further west to the neighboring multifamily residential areas. The recently completed North Bethesda Transitway Feasibility Study provides one good vision of how this could be provided, and the right-of-way for a transitway is included in this master plan. We would argue that this provides a great opportunity for us at Montgomery Mall to provide for planning and eventual development of a transitway station. And additionally, there's additional good news because Westfield has a history of doing this. We've recently become aware of projects in San Diego where they've done something very similar, where they've integrated transit development into the context of the mall redevelopment. So we will be meeting with them on November 17th to discuss the preliminary plan reviews, and we're real excited about the opportunity to work with them to do that. We think there's a great opportunity for a win-win situation here. But we would suggest that perhaps in this zoning text amendment that language may be appropriate that would allow for the increased height of the facility when they are in proximity to a transit facility. So, thank you.
Okay. Well, maybe staff could respond right away to that last suggestion, and then we'll discuss it.
I see no problem with putting language in there that ties it to proximity.
Why don't you come back to the table, okay, Mr. Doolin, because I want to hear what you think about it as well. Go ahead.
Proximity to at least a transit station or metro station. I guess the question is, how close to a metro station or a transit station, the tie-in would be here. I mean, I think you would.
Do you have a distance in mind?
In the case of both Wheaton and Montgomery Mall, we're basically talking about facilities adjacent to. So we have adjacent facilities, so that would be
adjacent is not a term that is going to work in the zoning ordinance. You have to say
contiguous,
within how many feet.
We would advocate perhaps within 1,000 feet, maybe.
Okay. What do you think about that, Greg?
We have precedent. I mean, in Bethesda, 1,500 feet, and in a couple of other locations. I don't see a problem with that at all. 1,000.
But do you think it's a good idea? That's not the same as saying.
I think it ties well with metro stations. I mean, additional height, sure. I mean, it would at least help mitigate some of the traffic issues. We could tie it to the text amendment. On the other side, if we didn't tie it to the text amendment, we do have here on record that these things are occurring in terms of transit station, and the master plan states that. So we do have, from the preliminary plan, site plan side, these issues to be addressed at that time, too.
So you can take
either approach. If you don't put it in the text amendment, it still will be addressed at the time of preliminary plan.
That was exactly the question I was going to ask. In fact, I was going to ask Mr. Doolin that question from the standpoint of his representation. I would think since, in fact, we are going to be seeing this project as part of the preliminary plan, that you'll have an opportunity to work all of this out anyway without, please don't misunderstand this characterization, without further cluttering up what, in fact, is a very specific piece of zoning text amendment. And I'm just reluctant from the standpoint that the more you specify in the zoning text amendment, the least advantageous it is for us, as well as for anybody else who's coming down the pike. Although I know that there are only two locations that this is applicable to, but it can, in fact, serve as a model for some other stuff that's out there. So from that standpoint, I would be reluctant to add the portion about the relationship to the transit station and just take care of that as part of the preliminary plan. That would be my thinking. Now, does that put you at a disadvantage, seeing how you have come, you expressed your concerns, and you have what I think is general support and understanding that, yes, there needs to be a tie-in? Would that put you at a disadvantage to not have it as part of the zoning text amendment, but understand that it should be a part of the consideration of the preliminary plan? Also, I'm wondering to what extent the argument can be made, well, in light of the fact that they're not asking for additional FAR, the traffic formula has already factored in the kind of concerns that are supposedly being expressed from that standpoint. Does not the formula take that into consideration?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that's my question.
My quick response to that was, with you all, absolutely. You know, you guys are aware of the issues that we have on the table here. In terms of whether we're institutionalizing this in terms of future projects, you know, whether it be up in Clarksburg or wherever,
yes,
you know, that would be something we would advocate that whenever we can tie in zoning with the requirement for transit access where we have higher density, that's a good thing. And so if it could be provided in this context of the zoning text amendment, that would be stronger for us. However, you all certainly recognize the tie-in, you know, we expect that, you know, we're going to be before you all here in a couple months dealing with the site plan review. So, you know, we look forward to that, and we know that we'll have your support on that. You know, we'll work with whatever we have to work with. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. Thank you.
I just have a technical question on this point. The schematic shows the hotel being located essentially on the east side of the property next to Interstate 270. What's the distance from the east side of the property, say, to where the Exxon Texaco is? How many linear feet?
I would just have to approximate, but I would say it's probably about 1,500 feet.
So if we were to say practically 1,000 feet, then it gets you almost two-thirds of the way across the site anyway. My concern a little bit about the text amendment is we have the high-density, I wouldn't want an implication that because the high-density use, the tower is located on the far east side of the site, that's the appropriate place for the transit station. The transit station might be more appropriately located near the new expansion retail, depending on what market the transit's trying to serve. But my technical question, the other technical question to staff is, does the master plan for this particular site specifically state that it's to be, the transit is a consideration in developing a project plan or a site plan for this particular site?
No.
I don't think it does. I think that the master plan just shows, you know, the transit way coming across, and there's a general plan that transit would be serving this general area.
Well, let me ask DPWT about the staff says you had concerns about the need for additional right-of-way
for the Montgomery Mall site. Where is your right-of-way concern?
The master plan calls for the alignment to be on the south side of Westlake Terrace, contiguous to the property of the mall. The station, as cited in the plan, is basically where the existing...
Decided in that which plan?
The master plan.
Okay.
Is on where the existing transit center is, which is, in fact, why I think it was originally developed. The current transit center was developed there. And so that's what we're operating under those plans, that is...
And where is that exactly, the current transit center?
It's on the northwest corner, on the corner of Westlake Terrace and Westlake Drive, basically across the street from the Chevy Chase Bank there.
So you're saying you're missing the right-of-way between the location of that transit center to the edge of the property of Westlake?
Well, the right-of-way that we're now currently... In fact, just recently, the IBM project was approved with a 35-foot-wide reservation, right-of-way reservation. We're expecting we'll ask for something similar here. And that would connect to where the cited, the current plan would be, that it would be connected to that northwest parcel. We think it's a little less than 4 acres, right there on the corner of the Westlake Terrace and Westlake Drive.
So without belaboring it, just if I could ask a general question, does the master plan cover your concerns about right-of-way and provide a blueprint for accomplishing your transit station goal?
We believe that it does set forth the need for the transit way to be provided for there on that.
Okay,
parcel.
Because the preliminary plan would have to conform to the master plan,
mm-hmm.
And so just as Commissioner Bryant was saying, that means that we really can deal with it. Then it's not like a hypothetical, because mm-hmm. you've already read to us the master plan language. The only question I have about the actual language of the text is it says that a hotel must be, the hotel must be oriented towards a major highway or freeway. Does that work for Wheaton?
We modified that language.
You did?
Yeah, there's a...
I don't think I got that. I'm sorry.
It was out of this when we came.
Oh, okay. What did you change it to say?
We took that out because we went with the ratio. It was covered with the ratio of the distance from, say, 130-foot tall hotel would, if you calculated that out as a max, would be required to be 520 feet from the 520 feet from any residential structure, which would put it really over in that northeast quadrant near I-270. So it's already covered there.
Okay.
And also with Wheaton, the same thing. The 130 feet would take it away from the residential.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see the clarification because I didn't want to get site-specific. Well, with all of that discussion, I would move approval of the staff recommendation.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And we are in recess until 1 o'clock.
You guys want...